than murdered. Other friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation worldwide. Welcome to The Call. It's a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. And it is Purple Friday, and we're getting you ready for the Chargers this weekend on this Purple Friday preview. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, and Overcast. Joining me as always, he's got, what do you got on there? You got purple fingernails, you got purple toenails. What do you got purple on for Purple Friday?
Not that crazy.
You got red eyes. You're pretty crazy.
Red eyes. That is crazy, but not purple nails. No. Great price, I'll do it, but not for free.
All right. Hey, how about we make a deal? If the Ravens make it into the playoffs, we'll paint our nails purple.
Well, speaking of deals, I have to share this. I didn't share it on the review show. Is
he did not agree? He did not agree to that, guys. Did you notice that he just kind of slid onto something else? He did not agree to that.
Yeah, I kind of avoided that question. Yeah, no. I just did like Harbaugh does in the press conference. Just not answering that one. What was I saying? Oh yeah, when we scored the touchdown to pull us within eight and when we got the 2-point conversion, I looked at my buddy and said, if we win this game, game and pants are coming off, and I would drive home in my underwear. Because I was just like, I couldn't believe we scored it. I was like, we were losing 27-10. I'm all like, we're losers. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, hey, there you go. Like, it was just cool.
So what was that? Well, I don't know if you did this as a kid, but, you know, when I was in school and I knew that it was supposed to snow at night and, you know, you're supposed to have a snow day the next day, as a kid, you were told to wear your pajamas inside out and backwards, and that was going to, like, will the snow to show up and make sure you had a day
dude,
off.
Yeah, dude, it's the snow pants, man.
Did you do that? Did you do that as a kid?
I do it now. Forget snow pants. I do it now. Oh, man. Put them britches inside and out, man. Like, kind of wish for that snow. Maybe we should do that for Ravens game. I'm wearing my camo to the game inside and out.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wear my jersey inside out.
I'm thinking Saturday night, I wear my pajamas inside out and backwards.
I'm doing that. The next three home games, I'm wearing my stuff inside. I'm going to put my beanie inside out, my jersey inside out, and be like, look, I'm done. Let's do it. Rally time.
All right. Something. Well, here we go, man. It is week eight. Ravens are up against the Chargers, a West Coast team coming to Baltimore. How crazy.
It means we're not going to West Coast.
I know. How crazy is that of a concept here? So the Chargers are coming to Baltimore. Game's at 1 o'clock at M&T Bank. So Josh, what's going on? It's the day after Halloween. So are you going to go, you always go dressed up as a Raven, but are you going to wear like an even like more of a costume than what you already do?
No, I'm just going to keep it the same. And I don't know what the weather's going to be like yet. I haven't gotten that far, but I'm just gonna keep it simple, you know, probably, you know, wear my normal stuff and root hard and laugh and throw my hands in the air and laugh some more. Whatever this team does, I'm with them to the end, and I really can't wait to see how it all unfolds, man. And it's crazy how this league is, man. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Chargers are coming in. 2 weeks ago, Phillip Rivers starts 503 yards against the Packers and loses the game, and they come out and lay an egg this past week. Against the Raiders, and the score don't even dictate how lopsided that game was. The Raiders took them to the woodshed. So it's just crazy, man. The game is week to week. You never know what may happen, but the way our defense is secondary-wise and the way Rivers, if he throws 503 yards against the Packers, he might throw for 1,000 yards against us this weekend. I don't know what might happen, but I really just going to sit there and probably just put my eyes in my hands and look through my fingers because it's going to be bad.
All right. So before we talk about how bad it's going to be or whatever, Jacoby Jones, this is going to be his homecoming. He's now a Charger. What's it going to be like at the stadium seeing Jacoby Jones and baby blue purple or baby blue, not purple?
It's going to be great. I can't wait to see it. He's probably going to get a return or touchdown. So, and we're not dangerous. Yes, I'm sure Justin Tucker's not going to kick it in his direction. He's probably going to kick touchbacks all day long and not give him the opportunity. Hopefully we punt minimal, so he's not getting an opportunity to catch the ball. We already know Jacoby is dangerous. We know what he did for us, and he's potent. I really can't wait to see how that goes, but it's going to be great. I think the fans will give him a standing O. I certainly will. I mean, his 108-yard interception. Our return, or not interception, but the kickoff for the Super Bowl, deciding factor in the game, is Mile High Miracle. Never forget, he's part of Ravens folklore forever. I don't care what team he plays, he can play for Steelers. He'll always be tied in Ravens folklore for here on out, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, did you see the Ray Lewis video talking about that touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, it was powerful. Yeah, it was. Man, like, yeah, and wasn't that powerful?
Well, like, I don't remember seeing that footage of Ray touching Jacoby Jones before that run, but to see him talk about it, and I'm like, it's a good story. But then to actually see the footage of him just touching him, I want to hear Jacoby Jones' side of the story.
I do too.
Because like, if Ray Lewis just comes up and just like starts patting you on the chest and rubbing you down, he was probably like, dude, what are you doing?
Yep. Well, then you've seen on that video Ray's raw reaction, like a kid, like when he scored, he's like, "Oh, I didn't touch him, man!" Like he was like surprised, and I'm like, "Really, Ray? Were you surprised?" Because he knew it was going to happen. So it was kind of like that. That was powerful enough. And then I'm actually staring right now. I mean, I got the picture of Jacoby Jones's return in the Super Bowl on the wall, and his Mile High Miracle catch is. They're both signed, and they're in the Mile High Miracle catch sits next to me on the bed, right on the nightstand. So I got it. It's all the plays are right here, man.
Yeah, it was. There's definitely a lot of history with Jacoby Jones. You know, we talked about it in during the off season last year about how surprised I was that he was let go from the team. But be bittersweet to see him again. You know, it's going to be tough. I think they might put up a nice little video for him at the stadium. He'll be on the sidelines and just kind of wave hi to everybody. But yeah, it'll be a little weird to see him there. So let's talk about this game. So the defense for the Ravens still. Going through some rough patches.
They're still bad.
Yeah, the secondary's still not the greatest thing out there. So what do the Ravens have to do to make sure that this Chargers offense doesn't run amok on the secondary?
What do they have to do?
Yeah, yeah. What does the defense have to do to make sure it's not, you know, 40 to nothing?
I'm still baffled by that question. What do they have to do? I'm kidding. they basically have to learn how to tackle. It all comes down to fundamentals. We're going to preach this until they start winning some games around here. It's fundamentals. Tackle the football. Your guys, I mean, Keenan Allen comes in here. He's a dangerous threat, man. They got Ladarius Green and Antonio Gates if Gates does play. They got Danny Woodhead, who's going to probably catch 15 receptions out of the backfield. Ridiculous. Phillip Rivers, you can chuck the ball anywhere and anywhere he can. And we know what the Chargers did to us last year and the year before that. We know in the Super Bowl year, you know, we got them in that crazy 4th-and-29 play out there in San Diego. But speaking of that, I wanted to – because these guys are going to give us fits. I mean, they got playmakers all across the offensive side of the football, and Jacoby included. It's going to be a long day for our offense – or our defense, I should say, and we know that. So our offense has to put up and keep up with the points. And if they can put 30 or 40 points on the board offensively, they might be able to stick out this game. But he could end up being another I keep saying blowout, but apparently the Ravens like one-possession games. So it could be a one-possession game by the end of the day. But wanted to touch on this because this is big news this week. How about with speaking to San Diego, how about their option to applying for the relocation to Los Angeles? They are pretty much trying to set sail and leaving San Diego, man.
Wow, that's...
Yeah, it came out this week. You know, we've heard their... fan base isn't too happy, being that they've been in San Diego for, I mean, as long as I can remember, and the San Diego Superchargers. So I don't know how it's going to play out, but looks like Los Angeles is really dying for a NFL franchise back in the area, and they're going to get one.
LA wants a franchise badly. They definitely like. They're just like, we'll take any team, any of them, whenever you got one available, we'll just take one.
I mean,
we'll
go to LA for a road game. Be honest with you, but I've always joked and said, why don't Vegas get a football team? I would love to go to Las Vegas for a road trip.
All right, well, Vegas, they just built a new arena. They want an NBA or an NHL team badly. Like,
they need NBA. I don't think hockey in Vegas, I don't know how that would pan out.
Yeah, I mean, the Arizona Coyotes, they already don't really have a big of a fan base. But Las Vegas, they're one of the final ones in the NHL to get one of those expansion teams if that ever happens. But L.A., you know, just from, like, the NFL business side, and I hate always seeing it from that angle, but L.A. is a huge television market. I mean, there's so many people living in that area. It's why New York has two teams. It's such a huge TV market. L.A. is the New York of the West Coast, pretty much. So for them to not have a football team and to have so many people that live there not being able to root for somebody like in their hometown, it makes a lot of business sense.
They got the Niners, ew.
Right, that's the closest one they have. It makes so much business sense to put that team in LA because it's going to be a broader, bigger market.
Yep, absolutely. And we all know how team moves affect us. In being that, you know, who would have thought that when the Colts left, we would have been blessed with a franchise like this and players like Ray Lewis, Joe Flacco, Ed Reed, Terrell Suggs, Jonathan Ogden coming through here and two Super Bowl titles and all the stories and folklore and glory. And it's great, man. So we know, we feel their pain, you know, Baltimore. So I definitely wanted to bring that up because it's definitely a good storyline for this week. And, you know, Jaren Johnson retired. He used to be a former Charger. So the Chargers do have ties with some of our players. And speaking of that, because I think, if believe it or not, I think Johnny Unitas finished his career as a Charger.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, we had all ties together. So, the Chargers have been giving us hits as of late. How we can probably come out with a win here, as improbable as it may seem, I could already pick the Chargers by 7 at this point. I'll probably be right on point with the score. It's, again, got to find a way. They're, like, so close. They make one or two plays here, one or two plays there, and it might end up being a good thing for them. I just don't think that. And with what I've seen in the secondary, it's still suspect. The jury's out because I think Keenan Allen's going to he's going to have a day. And it's going to be the Steve Smith and Keenan Allen show because the Ravens are going to have to match them score for score if they're going to even want to even be remotely in this ball game on Sunday, man.
Well, let's talk about the offense here. Of course, everyone remembers, what was it, a year, 2 years ago with the 4th and 29 play, about how that changed the game. That was up against the Chargers. Will Justin Forsett and the running game and Buck Allen, will they be able to pull off, you know, a play like that? Because we saw what just happened in Arizona with 3rd and long, and Justin Forsett got nowhere. Is the running game going to be up, and are they going to be able to do are they good enough to even pull off a 4th and 29?
4th and 29, no, and here's why. It's fun to talk about, but that play happens once in a lifetime, it seems like, because I don't think that the way that happened, I mean, the check down was improbable, and all the receivers and the defenders were all the way down the field in the first place. But the pull-off, even to get close, or whether if it's in the field goal range, they have to call the play. I mean, it has to be a design play, and you have to hit your blocks and steal your blocks, because what I'm seeing lately, there'll probably be a flag for something on the play and holding and coming back. So we had to avoid the yellow minefields as the yellow flags on the field. So they would almost have to call the play to near perfection and really execute. But it comes about the execution, and this team is about execution, man. I mean, it's all it's about. That's all I can say. It's if they block their blocks and the running back reads the reads and sees the lanes, then I think we can get a good play there, especially. But I'd never want to be in a third or fourth and long situation to have the game on the line ever again. But it's fun to talk about. Like I said, it's one of those plays that probably never happened again. I'm glad it happened to us, or with us, I should say, and on our side and to win the game. But this team has been put in those kind of situations time and time again this year, and it's got to stop. They need to get back to what they do best and run the football first and making executed plays and not really relying on, oh, we need a wing and a prayer play to save us the game. It can't happen.
Yeah, I mean, it's I don't really know how to defend against this or how to be, you know, how the offense is going to go against this Chargers defense. Like you said about the secondary, you know, everything's really suspect. We do have Steve Smith. We do have Crockett Gilmore. I'm even going to say we have Chris Givens, who potentially could make some plays. I think he's still there with Kamar Aiken and Marlon Brown, which you don't know who's going to show up or what plays they're going to make. But it's going to be rough against this this Chargers defense, especially with certain players who may or may not be in the game. You know, we have had players be kind of questionable, have not been able to come back to this past game in Arizona. So who knows who we're going to see on the field protecting Joe and being able to make the holes for the running game to run down. It's really, we're not going to know until game day pretty much of who we're going to see on the field.
That's right. And I kind of like it that way. I mean, from a personal standpoint, it's going to, you know, create that mysterious, you know, who's going to be playing. And, you know, the players and the coaches on the opposing teams, they always prepare for who they need to prepare for. I kind of like it because it's kind of like, you know, you kind of want to have that sneak attack, like, well, we already know he's fresh. And I like how coaches always try to do that. And it adds that fun element to the game. Like, let's see if we can surprise him, outsmart him. But, you know, the Ravens, you know, do a pretty good job at that, releasing the reports and seeing who might be available. I just really hope it's all hands on deck on Sunday, man, and no major injuries and no major hindrances, because we need everybody we can to play the best they can to get to a winning effort around here.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens on Sunday. So what's your call for this game? I mean, you've already kind of said that you think the Chargers are going to come away with a win. Is you sure you don't want to change your mind? Is that your final answer?
And here's the thing, man. I don't know if we can drop three straight at home, man. It's unprecedented. I'm almost going to change my tune. You're making me want to change my tune about. I really want to pick this team. I really say the Chargers by 7, but you know what? You know what? We're 1-6. Who cares? I'm going with the Ravens this time, boys. Come on, back me up this time. I want the Ravens with a 1-score game. I say we win by 7, man. We're going to win 27-20.
All right. I like your call. I like it. I like it. Hopefully, the only way I think the Ravens come out with a win here is due to the fact that it is home, that it's back in Baltimore, back in the bird's nest, as I like to call it, even though everybody else calls it the bank. You guys are going to be there. I'm sure you're going to be there live. It's going to be interesting to see what the Baltimore crowd brings. You know, like you said last episode, there's a lot of Flacco haters out there right now. Who's going to show up and be that 12th man on Sunday? Are you going to have angry Ravens fans? Are you going to have loud Ravens fans that are cheering for the Ravens no matter what? Because if things aren't going their way, they've been known to boo the Ravens in the past. So I'm intrigued to see what this Baltimore team brings to the table. But I'm hoping for a Ravens win. I don't know if they're going to be able to pull this off, though, given the way that this season has gone. But I'm very intrigued to see what the hometown crowd does to this team.
And who shows up, because I want to see how many people. Oh, I'm still with tickets and seeing what new faces I'll see sitting around me, because people are fair weather. And I know who you are, so you can't run, you can't hide, because I know where you sit. So, again, I like to see that, and I really hope not to see an empty stadium. And we usually sell out every time. And I really hate to see a half empty stadium. I mean, it shouldn't happen here. It happens all the time across the street, Russell Street, in Baltimore Orioles, Camden Yards. And that's a beautiful stadium. We got two beautiful venues, and it shouldn't really be, you know, they should be filled to capacity, man. You can't take it for granted. And I really hope people just don't get that inkling to sell the tickets and have all the Halloween hangovers. And I really hope they get after it. And we're in full force taking, because I have to be honest with you, man. Never wanted to bring this up, but the last home game against the Browns, the tailgate lot was a little light, and I was kind of shocked about that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I was expecting a big crowd around me, and then, like, there was, like, still spots open, and I'm, like, especially close to my car, and I got there at 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, usually these spots are, like, get you jam-packed. Like, opening the game against the Bengals, it was nuts, and then, like, Browns game, it was half full, and I'm like, but the stadium rocked. I mean, there was a lot of people there, unless they just didn't all tailgate, but You just gotta show them droves. I can't wait to get down there and tailgate as usual. It's my, you know, I wake up for us on Sunday morning. This is what I do, man, and I really can't wait to get down there and get after it.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'll hopefully have some friends over watching the game at home, and you'll be there cheering them on, but I'll be there in spirit. So should be an interesting game on Sunday up against the Chargers. Did we cover everything,
Brandon? We covered this one to the max, man. We got to keep it simple. It's just about fundamentals to the max.
All right, that's what we got to do. Keep it hopefully we see Max Williams back in the lineup. Even I mean,
yeah, I know
he wasn't there in Arizona, so that kind of sucks. Hopefully he's all right. So that is pretty much it for the show this week, guys. If you got anything to say, if you want to tell us what you guys are thinking, if you want to show off your Purple Friday garb, what you're wearing to work, what you're wearing to school, tweet us a photo. Let us see what you're wearing. Let's show that purple pride. Let's show that Ravens pride. Tweet to me at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
You can always tweet to me, man, at ItalianGQ52.
All right, very cool. And if you guys are wearing your pajamas inside out and backwards, tell us that too. maybe we'll cause a snowstorm at the Ravens game on Sunday.
We might.
Who knows? Anyway, so that's our Twitter accounts. If you're over on Facebook, go to facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you will be the first to know and we will post it. Go to facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there as well. Whenever a new podcast comes out, whether it be this show or my Washington Capitals What the Puck show, you will be the first to know. Go to brandocash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about the call, about What the Puck, and any photos and videos that we produce. Now, guys, we do this show for free. Technically, we do it 2.5 times a week, which is pretty crazy. But you guys listen, stream, and download for free as well. So what we are asking in return is for you guys to please spread the word about the call. Let your friends know that you're a Ravens fan and that you listen to the call, and they should too. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit and Snapchat and everything else. You guys are hanging out and doing stuff and being all social on the web. Let people know I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I listen to the call. It's Purple Friday, and you should listen too. So that's pretty much it for the show. We're getting ready for the Chargers. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Thanks very much, Brandon. And man, we covered it all since started 4 years back. I mean, we covered a Super Bowl run in our first year. We've covered playoff runs. We've covered playoff wins. We covered some other losses, but never like this, man. Isn't this fun?
It's always fun.
It's always fun, man. But we're not down. And well, we're down. Wouldn't say, but we're not out. And we're not out means 1-6. You still got to keep the faith. Just win a game. Ray Lewis will always preach believe. And I had to bring this up because I just reminded myself, and I haven't seen this yet. I'm still trying to get my hands on it. Did anybody see, apparently, pregame in Monday Night Football? Justin Tucker was doing a Ray Lewis impression. Did anybody check that out?
Oh, I did not see that. I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah, and I heard it was epic. My buddy came strolling into the restaurant ready to kick off, and he's cracking. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, did you catch Justin Tucker's impression? I'm like, I just showed up 15 minutes ago myself. I don't even know what's going on. And he's like, you got to check it out. So, and it's been a busy week for me, man, so I haven't really looked. And I hate to have that as an excuse. I never want to have a busy week, get involved in, you know, me checking out some Ravens videos, but dude, it's been off the wall this week. I'm so happy it's Purple Friday and I'm ready for the weekend. Maybe I'll just check it out. Definitely after we get off the recorder here. And but yeah, and I still haven't found it unless it's on the Ravens site and it's probably listed there somewhere. It's been a busy week. I can't stress that enough. But definitely ready to root us hard. Definitely going to fly high with a win, and here's why. Because we're Ravens. We get back at, we're back with the first of three straight home games. And I really can't wait to get at after that as well. We get back to it. We have all the home games backloaded, and we're going to get to see this team up close and personal, and hopefully that what sparks us for some winning inspiration right here, being in front of the home crowd. Let's just get out there with a win, play your best football we can put forward, and it's all about making tackles, getting the fundamentals. You're going to hear that constantly from between now and week 17. You're going to hear about tackling, you're going to hear about fundamentals. Why? Because it's important around here. And with that being said, Baltimore Ravens, let's fly high with a win at some point this year. And I know it's funny. I know it sucks. But, hey, win number two, it's somewhere on the horizon. Just bear with us. Baltimore Ravens, let's go.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.